Today my guest will be Ralph Tiger Jones, a fine middleweight boxer. I think I have some interesting questions for Ralph, and I'll ask the first one right after this important message.
Do you think it's fair that a boxer or an entertainer or a professional athlete who makes money over a relatively short period of time is taxed the same way that a businessman who can stay in business for 20, 30 years if he has the mind to it?
I think it should be spread out over a number of years, too, because, all right, he makes a lot of money in 5 years, and he's taxed, most of it is taxed away from him. And the little that he's left with, well, being that he's just fresh, he might go through a lot of it before he realizes that he should put some of it away and try and put it into something that will bring money later on. And I think it would be a very good idea to allow all athletes to spread their earning power over a few years.
Well, why do you feel, Ralph, that so many of the fellows who are in the prize-fighting business end up without money after they take this kind of beatings that they take? Well, why is that? Is it because they go into it young, they don't have an education? Or what, in your opinion, is the reason for it?
Well, I would say a lot of even people that have a fairly good education, I mean, say, junior high school, even high school education that are in boxing, who should know better, don't realize that they're not going to be making money always. And so when they start making the money, they're usually young, so they're not used to money. So they buy everything they can see. I mean, I started out like that, but I was single then. And, money didn't mean much to me. I always had money. I was never very poor except during the Depression.
Let me cut you off here. Now, you mentioned when I was single. How important is the wife to a professional athlete?
Well, my wife has been very helpful and very instrumental in me getting as much as I have now, or saving as much, I should say. Mm-hmm. So I say I must give my wife a great deal of credit. Just as the old saying used to go, behind every successful man, there's a smart woman or a good woman. I have to say the same.
I second the motion. And I want to wish you and your charming wife the very best of success. And if you keep listening to her, you're not going to have any troubles at all.
No, we may fuss and fight, but we always come out all right. But Jackie, I've also always admired your aggressiveness in baseball also. And I think that was the greatest thing when you were playing ball.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.